your energy in this world is of a physical nature. You have physical senses. You chose this. Your conditioning often prevents you understanding the metaphysical world of consciousness. Due to your senses and your physical being, you often apply the same logic to the metaphysical. This is incorrect. It is like talking different languages. One is one language, the other is a different language. You have to learn how to separate the metaphysical from the physical, and then you have to learn how to talk the language of the metaphysical, of which there is no language, no words. It is vibrational energy. It is emotional. It is frequency. This is where your confusion lies. You cannot apply the logic of the physical world to the energy of the metaphysical world. Two different worlds, completely. When I say to you, you have to think in terms of vibrational energy, it is difficult for you to do this. I know you have done it all of your physical life, but it is difficult to only think and always think in vibrational energy, and never to apply your words. Your words will confuse you through your logic and understanding of words, which again is limited. The process is simple. You would say, like riding a bike. The first time you have done it, you never forget. It is the same principle. And in the same way, you apply that logic from the physical to the metaphysical is the same way you apply the same logic, not just in language, but in understanding of process, understanding of time, understanding of the formula. No mass, no volume, no time. But within both the physical and the metaphysical exists the formulation of atoms, of particles. Everything is made up of atoms. All energy is made up of atoms and particles, subatoms and particles. Sound, vibration, frequency is all made of atoms. So atoms exist in the metaphysical as well as the physical. Atoms are created from source, from the source. Atoms are the machine used by the source to create all consciousness, of which there is only one consciousness, the source. Atoms fluctuate, they appear and they disappear. This is physical form to metaphysical form, and back to physical form to metaphysical form, and so forth. This is the behavior pattern of atoms. And of course, your scientists do not believe it is possible for them to disappear. But of course, they do not disappear. They merely change their position. But because your physical world cannot recognize where they have gone to, they believe they are disappearing. They are not disappearing. They are merely becoming metaphysical. Metaphysical to physical to metaphysical. They are being created. They are being formed. And this is done through your vibrational energy, your frequency, your imagination, your creativity. And this is why they can appear in any position or point within your physical world. And you would say thousands of miles apart to reappear. But it is not. It is in one point, one moment. There is no distance to measure. There is no time to measure. Volume and mass can be dispersed easily to your perception of what is nothing. It is, of course, not nothing. It is a different form of energy, as we are. As you are. Energy will form in mass. There is also a uniformed pattern to the formulation of energy, of particles, of frequency. It will join together in mass through thought, through emotion. But it will always rebalance, plus and minus, to create a balance. But it will go through a process of forming in mass. By this I mean an imbalance. But there is a reason for this. A defined reason. You might like to say the machine will rebalance itself. It will. You might like to say that nature will rebalance itself. It will. It cannot possibly do any other. And of course, with your erratic creation of frequencies and thoughts, without the knowledge of what you are creating, it is necessary to rebalance the energy. But this is of little concern to you. You are already aware of this. Your journey is different. Your journey is not to rebalance. Your journey is to live in a positive creation of energy. Positive creation of frequency, of emotion, of light, not of dark. One is the same as the other. Difficult for you. One becomes the other. Difficult for you to understand. They are the same. Separation is by your choice. There is no isolation for any form of creation from the source. It does not exist. Vibrational energy of fear separates. The vibrational energy of the love from the source joins. But both are necessary for understanding and becoming aware. The only way you can understand is to experience, because each and every experience will bring you closer to the source. And we also learn through your experience, through your emotional journey. Often confusion. There is only one consciousness. We do not know what lies after this. We do not believe anything lies after the source. It is a constant cycle generating energy. And changing energy. And because you are a part, you are also the whole. You are a part of the whole. So therefore, you are the whole. As are we. The same. It is very important that you consciously, now especially, consciously make your own decision. It is very important that although we can see many things that you cannot within one moment, it is very important that we do not influence your journey or your road. It is very important that it is from your own conclusion, your own decision, that you create your awareness. This is particularly important for the position you are now in. You do not have to look outside. All the answers you require, you already have. You have the same ability as we have to see them. The questions you have asked exceed most others within the world you are in. That's why there is no necessity for what you would call prediction, gimmicks. It is much higher than that. There is no prediction. It is choice. You create it. You created it. Awareness of such will make you realize how ridiculous prediction is. The word prediction. It is also true to say that your created earth has its own consciousness as an entity, as a living machine, as does all created planets and suns and solar systems. It is the same in the physical. We created consciousness, working in the same way as you are, back to the source. Everything has a consciousness. Everything is a consciousness. Your word soul is very limited in the way you perceive it. You are understanding more now of time, but you are not there yet. You must become purely metaphysical to understand this, to know it, to feel it. And although you meet with us here in a level of consciousness that is agreeable to both, the frequency, this is not the metaphysical pure frequency. It is decided from you and us, the position where we meet. It is both energies' mutual ground. But the metaphysical is much different than this. This is where you will experience time and space, and you will you must ask yourself, why you feel so at peace with yourself within this area, you must ask yourself why nothing else seems to matter within the area you now sit. This is not an illusion. This is an example, a very small part of what exists within the metaphysical world. It is not fully metaphysical. It is a joining together of physical and metaphysical. If you feel this way here, you must use your imagination to feel what it will be like in a pure world of metaphysical. I could not possibly explain this to you.